to The Vibe You're In
with Michael Santana and Will Molina. Welcome to episode 39.
Episode 39. We're almost at the end of the season.
And today's a special episode because we are actually remote.
Yeah.
We're in an undisclosed location in Maine, the state of Maine.
Yes.
And what we see, it's really breathtaking. If I could just put a camera and, you know, I want people to just close their eyes for a minute. And it's really, we're surrounded by mountains. We're like at the highest point of this area. And it's just mountains all over us. It's this beautiful, massive home. And we're in like an enclosed porch.
Yep.
Right
only,
now.
And the only way up here is by American bald eagle.
Yeah, so we were all dropped off.
Yes.
The eagle was tired. I see that. Eventually he was like, you know what? Do not bring any more guests here.
They got a good thing going on too.
Yeah,
so they weren't cheap.
Exactly. So this is a post Thanksgiving episode. I want to thank for the folks that are first time listeners. Thank you for tuning in to The Vibe You're In. For folks that always listen to us and bless us with their love and their support, thank you for always listening to our show.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Today's sponsor is none other than
The Enchantment Room. Found at froggiespartypad.com and also at theenchantmentroom.com.
That's right. And if you want to have a party and you have a mind of like, what kind of a party am I going to have? Well, then you just got to reach out to Venetia and she'll say, boom, this is the party you're going to have. And all of a sudden it comes to life.
Like magic.
Like magic. I want to thank our super producer, engineer extraordinaire.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Short fuse. Thank you for always making us sound amazing. So today we actually have a guest, un familia guy, un tigre de la familia, none other than Joel Lopez.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So Joel, first time on the show. I know that you listen to our show, so we're going to talk about a lot of things. But today's topic is really a good one. I always say that. All of them are good. But today, a particular topic I think a lot of people will dive into and will understand. They probably heard these words come out of someone and they start to question, well, why would that come out of someone's mouth? So I think we're all susceptible to it. But what is today's topic, Mike?
Today's topic is a good one. I'm glad Mr. Joel Lopez is here because I don't see him being even remotely ever being this word. And I could be wrong. He may prove us wrong right now, which would be great because it makes for good listening.
Exactly.
But the topic is why it's impossible to stay bored. Why it's impossible to stay bored. And I want to stretch that out and say why it's impossible to even be bored. I mean, you think about it, right? But we're going to dive right into it. First of all, we're going to start by what is the meaning of bored?
The meaning of bored is feeling weary because one is unoccupied or lacks interest in one's current activity.
Right?
That's in a nutshell. But you know what's funny? I sometimes hear people say that. I'm bored.
Right.
I remember when I was a little kid, long time ago, if you said you were bored in front of my mother, she would say, "Pues ponte a limpiar."
So it was best not to suggest.
I was like, you know what? I'm never going to be bored because I don't want to limpiar.
That carries on into the wives too. They can't see a stand for 1 second. You can't stand for like 2 seconds in one spot. It's like, can you go paint this and fix that and carry this over there and clean this up over here? Like we can't look bored.
Right. So mentally I was never bored because I didn't want to deal with that part of it.
If you got time to stretch, you got time to do some housework. Let's
exactly, go. Exactly. No, I'm not bored, Mom, at all. No. Of course not. So that's the definition. Joel, what do you think about that word? Like, what does it come to mind? I mean, I know that you are a very, very busy person. You have multiple things going on at once, which doesn't allow you to be bored at all.
Right. So we think we're bored sometimes for a split second, but it's just, for me, it's like more of a distraction. I'm not bored. I'm just looking for an excuse to like kind of maybe stop what I'm doing. But
that makes sense.
Yeah. But you were saying how back in the day, but I think back in the day, you could say you were bored and get away with it. Maybe not to your mom, but Because, you know, back in the day, you had maybe 6-7 channels to watch. You know, there was no internet. You know, there was, if it was cold
so
out,
we had an no excuse. Internet. Yeah, yeah.
You know, and your mom says no long distance calls. What were we going to do? You're going to sit in your room and what? Chit-chat. So you could be bored when you're younger. I think
yeah, I guess you could. I guess there was a reason for it back then. But I think now, as life takes us in different places, we realize there's just so much to do and so little time. We talk about that all the time.
That's so
where funny. Time is limited and yet you have so much to accomplish. And so that bored piece doesn't come to you. It just basically stays away.
Right. Time is not promised. So we have to keep on keeping on. So Joel, what are some of the things that you're working on right now? If you don't mind sharing with our beautiful and lovely and adoring audience.
Listen, right now, let's see, besides having a full-time job, you know, which you know, I like to think I commit my full 40 hours to. There's also side projects. There's right now we're in the process of remodeling our bar, which we're basically turning it from a bar to a restaurant after
that's
COVID.
Awesome.
Nice. Congratulations. Yeah.
Congratulations
on that. Hey, coming soon. So we went from being a bar with no kitchen, just kind of getting that late crowd and just selling straight up beer and spirits to now being like, hey, listen, times have changed. You need food. You need a restaurant. So we just finished building a kitchen. Now we're remodeling. We're hoping in the next couple months to reopen as El Vago Cantina. So we're going from bar to restaurant. So
that's awesome.
There's definitely plenty to do. I can't say I'm bored. And all I could say is there's not enough hours in the day.
So what does Bago translate into? Is that like a super productive, I can't possibly be bored?
I think we're trying to be ironic there because, you know, kinda it's kind of, or maybe, I just, honestly, I was Googling names and I was like, damn, that one's catchy. Vago, El Vago, Voy para El Vago. It just sounds like a place you go to just relax and chill. So that was the kind of the thought with that name. So El Vago, yeah.
You should play on that logo and make a Bago that's super productive looking. That would be interesting.
Ooh. So the inception of your business was a night place, sort of a bar called Viva Bar in right. Lawrence, Massachusetts, which we all have had wonderful times there. And then something happened in the world.
Right.
Which
might have heard there was a pandemic.
Yeah, so it's a shutdown. You know, we're struggling. Everyone is doing what they're supposed to, but certainly the businesses that were businesses where you walked in like a restaurant or a bar sort of just dropped.
Right.
And
right.
Now we're seeing them come back to life, which is awesome. So I personally, and I know Michael feels the same way, we support local businesses and we always talk about restaurant of the week and stuff like that. So it's always a pleasant thing to hear that you decided, well, this is what's happening. What am I going to do? You could have easily said, I'm done and I got to do something else. But you said, I'm going to innovate.
Trust me. There was moments where you're like, oh man, it's time to get out of this business. It's not worth it. But then, you know, when it's something you love, you're like, you know what? We just got to change with the time. So, you know, you get changes are happening and we got to make changes too.
That's awesome.
So we decided, okay, let's become a restaurant. That's the thing now. So
I'm looking forward to it.
Nice.
Eventually, that restaurant will be the restaurant of the week.
Ooh, absolutely. Oh,
looking forward to that.
We're going to save an episode just for that.
Absolutely. We'll do a live casting for that.
Yeah. He's going to have us there making drinks and cooking, I heard.
Exactly.
Yeah, one of the plans is to have Michael be a mixologist of the week or special guest mixologist.
Oh, my Lord.
He makes a mean sidecar that
I'll just be the bar back. I'm good. Just let me know how much ice you need and all that stuff. I love doing stuff like that.
I love the drinks.
So back to our topic, bored.
Bored.
And I think that there's a lot of layers of this word, which people all know. It's not a foreign word to anyone.
Right. Dr. Wayne Dyer said, life is never boring, but some people choose to be bored. Now, it's a choice.
Of course. Right?
And we all know that anything that follows the words I am it's an activation, right? It's an activation words of the universe. I am, and then you follow it by bored. You're going to be bored.
Mm-hmm. Well, we talked about that in the early focus group. We actually had a focus group here in this lovely mountainous area, which was pretty cool.
Right. Michael, the house is huge and our families are here and we partook of the Thanksgiving dinner.
If you
together.
Hear any background noise, it's because we have our family in the back enjoying themselves, taking a moment of breather. And there's a lot of activities. No one's bored back there.
Right.
I guarantee
they're all hardworking. people, yep. and God bless them all. But we were blessed to be able to have a focus group amongst the family. We did it last year, and we repeated it again this year, and it's awesome. I know that it's a blessing. So anything that follows I am will follow you. If you say you're bored, you're going to be bored. So we have to get into the habit of, if we realize that there's a boring moment coming along, that we switch it up and get productive. We get moving on our goals. We get moving on the things that we really want in life and focus on the things that we really want to see appear. Now, that's not to say that when bored, that feeling of boredom comes up, it's different than solitude, wouldn't you say?
I would say so.
Because all of us need solitude. It's that we do our best thinking when in solitude, right? So it's not that you're saying, well, I want to stay away from possibly, you want to stay away from being bored, but not stay away from being alone. It's okay to be alone. Not lonely.
But no, being alone and reflecting and doing the things that you feel are necessary for you to continue. I find that there's no such thing as bored. I mean, I know the word exists, obviously, but if you think of it, you can sit still and think about so many crazy things coming in your mind. If you just focus on the fact that your mind is racing on the things that you want to accomplish or things that are happening in front of you, then you're not even bored because your body's telling you, no, there's no time for that. It's really something that's external that comes in you, and you allow that to, coexist.
Right.
And take over, and then that's when that word comes out of your mouth. It says, I'm bored.
So let's go back to the definition of being bored. It says feeling weary because one is unoccupied or lacks interest. And I think that's the key right there. You lack interest. If you're locked into your goal, you're first of all, it becomes an ideal, right? Your goal. It's an idea that you fall in love with. How are you going to lack interest in something that you've fallen in love with? If you've lost interest in what you've fallen in love with, you're not in love with that idea. You need to get rid of that idea. It's not serving you anymore. You need to hold on and grab an idea that's going to serve you, and that's going to make you get up and say, yes, I'm ready to go. You know, like you're doing with Bago. You're like, you're there. You're transforming this space that we all loved as it was, but now you're going to make it even better. You're innovating, but it comes with a love. It comes with a passion. It comes with a, how can you possibly be bored? There's so much to put into this idea.
And I think if you're bored or maybe you're just in the wrong position to be in. So maybe that's not for you.
Or the wrong mindset at the moment. That's really what it comes down to. I think it takes a lot of activity to be bored.
Right.
Let me explain that.
It takes up a lot of space. Bit. Yeah.
It takes up a lot of space. I mean, that's what I think about. And the minute that word comes out, you should start thinking, what are the things can I do that I can't do while I'm doing something else? Like, we're working. You know, if you're busy in your business, whatever you're doing at that moment, think about the things that you would prefer to do at that moment that you're like, you know what? If I had the time, I can do that. Well, when you have the time, then do them and you'll never be bored. The word will never come out. I don't even remember the last time I said the word.
Yeah.
Except for like this podcast.
There's a lot of people that go around saying they're bored.
Yeah, I hear it. I hear it. And I look at them and I'm like, really? And then I kind of say, oh, okay, well, would you prefer to do?
Right.
And you know what's funny? Some people can't even answer that.
Yeah. Well, it's like asking someone, what are your goals? Right. And if they don't know what their goals are yet, if they haven't found the true purpose, that thing that makes them get up in the morning, their big why, they're going to give you a blank look like, I don't know. I'd rather play solitaire.
That's an interesting question to just ask. I'm going to start asking like friends of mine, just catch them off guard. What are your goals? To see if they really have some goals. I'm going to start testing them.
You want to ask someone a real powerful question. And I know people have heard this thousands of times, even in interviews, but you ask someone this, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
That's a loaded question for a lot of people.
And for a lot of people, they just stare at you blank, like, wait,
I've never... Sounds like every job interview I've ever been on. Wait,
but and it you becomes know so cliche that it goes over your head. But if you stop and look someone in the eye and say, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And you have to want to truly answer that from deep inside, like, I want to be real with this, right?
Right.
Well, to chime in on that, if you're asked that question, right now we ask the question of all our audiences, what do you want to do for the next 5 years? And if you can't answer it, it's okay.
Absolutely.
You will find the answer when you start thinking that way, when you start saying to yourself, okay, I need to have a plan. What's that plan? How's it going to come through me knowing that that's what I'm going to do? And in 5 years, I'm going to see myself that way. So it's not that you're less of a person than anyone else, because
absolutely not.
There's people who have planned, and they you talk to them and they know exactly where they're going to be and what they want. But it also serves as an exercise to say, hey, stop and think. You should develop something that's going to be what you want, what's going to make you happy. And it's okay if you don't know it today, but that question, it's almost like when you ask that question, you're helping someone.
Absolutely.
It's like you're not trying to stump them. You're helping them. You're like, think about it. If you can't answer now, it's okay. But I just planted the seed for you to start thinking, what are you going to do?
And here's the truth to that, right? You ask yourself that question, where do I see myself in 5 years? Then as you ask, you're going to receive. You're going to receive the answer. You get the answer. Now you start working on that goal. And then you realize that in less than 5 years, your goal is already accomplished. So now it's been like 2 years, 3 years, whatever it is, right?
It's so scary.
Now you have to ask yourself again. Now, where do I see myself in 5 years from now? Because you've already attained that goal. So it's an ongoing thing that we all have to keep going through. But we have to keep asking those type of questions.
Joel, the thought of converting this business into a restaurant, right, was it something that you believe you had already before all this crazy stuff happened?
It's funny that you asked that, because I remember always saying, you know, until we don't get a kitchen in here, we really can't be competitive
okay.
with the business around me. So it was always like, all right, you know what? Next year, we're going to work on getting a kitchen. And then it turned into next year, we're going to... It's something like new had to get done. And it wasn't until the pandemic that it was like, oh, wait a minute. We should have been done this. Because if we would have done it, we would have been prepared and would have been able to reopen with all the restaurants when that happened. So, but it's okay. So it was my procrastination.
And that's okay.
And that's just something you just learn from. But yeah, so here we are now. There was a situation put in front of us, in front of all of us, that, okay, there's no choice. Now we're turning it into a restaurant. So it's kind of interesting.
So you had the vision.
Yeah, well, always had the vision.
But you kept pushing it out by saying, one day.
Yeah.
Right.
Or next year.
Or next year.
We have to say that you're blessed with the fact that that one day is coming,
right,
because you decided, you know what, the one day is today.
Right.
Because you could have easily said one day and keep going one day. Many people say one day. Right. And we want people to understand that one day is today.
That's right.
So whatever you want to do, start today. Don't say I'll start tomorrow, which is something that people do all the time. And it's okay. It's how we're programmed in some respects. Right. We have to reprogram ourselves to say, today is the day.
To make decisions.
Right.
Absolutely have to program ourselves to make be decisive, which is a good thing.
It's a great thing. I know one of my biggest things that I'm working on, my own personal issue, is the procrastination thing. So it's like, all right, let's make it today. Let's not.
Yeah, you're not the only one.
Yeah, my problem is, like many, it's like tomorrow. So,
your problem,
I'm slowly trying to change it into today, yeah, today.
Yes,
your problem. And I wouldn't even call it a problem. It's a situation that you just have to deal with. And we had an episode about that. And I know people reached out to us and said, thank you. Because really there is a method to understanding that you have the power to get rid of that word, to get rid of that thought. To say, nah, I'll do it tomorrow. We're all susceptible to it. It's easy. All this stuff is easy to say. It's like comforting.
Right.
It's easy to be like, tomorrow. But you know what? When you start saying to your mind, no, today. Let me do it today. You'd be surprised how much you accomplish. And you feel amazing.
Oh, how great it is when you actually get it done today.
Yeah. Like, and then you say to yourself,
I should do this more often.
Right. And then you're like, really? It was that easy? I mean, Mike just mentioned that. It just becomes something that's like, oh my Lord, I should have gotten up. I should have gold even higher.
Right.
Because this was so easy.
It's easy. Yeah, you don't realize
it. We're talking about all this and it's just coming out of us, but it's really something that, amazingly, we're not bored. Because this is what we're just talking, we're just thinking, we're learning. We're expressing ourselves. We're sharing ideas.
Yeah. Another thing to practice too is like if you catch yourself saying, well, you know, I've always procrastinated or anything like that, you have to always add up until now.
Right.
If you caught it, if you said it, it's because you're catching yourself saying it.
Yeah.
So the way to stop the you know, perpetuating that, because that's what we do, right? We go into that circulation mode of just the habit of, I'm going to keep saying this. I get stuck doing this, or I'm not good at that, right? And then you find yourself telling your friends this all the time. So you have to admit, the minute that you realize that you're saying that, I'm not good at such and such up until now. Up until now, because now I'm going to change my mindset and I'm going to be good at that because I am good at that. I'm good at whatever I focus on.
I like that. I'm gonna start you, because actually I'm not practicing that part right now. I need to start saying I used to procrastinate. That's what I need to
up
say.
Up until now. Yeah. Not tomorrow, not when I start practicing. No, up until this moment right now, that's what I was doing. But now I'm going to start practicing the new thought habit, put the new words in there and start reprogramming myself.
That's really what it comes down to. There's a mention of how boredom can be a feeling of loneliness.
Absolutely.
What is that about?
Well, actually, when someone says that they're bored, what they're really saying is that they're not accepting who they are. They're not accepting not only who they are, but what they're capable of doing.
Right.
And how do you accept what you're capable of doing? By knowing who you are playing. What character am I playing? Well, I'm supposed to be Michael Santana. He's this guy. He's good at this. He's good at that. Whatever you're good at, you latch on to those things. And those things are the things that make you happy when you're doing them, right? You lose track of time. We know this. We always talk about this stuff. But when you're not accepting that, you find yourself doing what? Watching TV for hours? Like, you're not nurturing your goals. You're not being the person that you're supposed to be. That can turn into loneliness, and it can turn also into anxiety. And what's anxiety? Not accepting what is. If you accept what is, then you're going to be like, I'm this character. This is what this character likes to do. Let me get productive in doing the things that I know this character is capable of doing, because the possibilities are endless. It's infinite possibilities of ideas that I can be tapping into. Look, I'm going to go back and tell you about Vinicia Nunez Santana, my beautiful wife. Mm-hmm. She cannot ever be bored. The woman's always researching. And that's one of her great traits, that if you get into a mastermind group with her, she's researching for you.
Yeah.
Not just on her own projects all the time, but if she bumps into anything, she's going to give you a call. Hey, I saw this thing during my research. It's impossible for her to be bored. She's always researching, but that's the strength in her character that she's tapped into. That's what I'm trying to say. You out there need to find, what am I good at? Let that thing that you're good at keep you busy and productive. Not busy like a hamster on a wheel. Productive, that's the key word, right?
Productive.
Yeah. I see. I have the distinct pleasure of seeing that through my wife. She's amazing because she's always one step ahead, always doing the same thing, researching, finding a way. The mind is like working clockwork, and it's amazing. I say to her sometimes, slow down. Take a breather. But for her, it's like, no, I don't have time to do that. I just need to keep going because these are the things that make me feel amazing. And so I get to see that as well.
And the good thing is that it's not like they're burnouts either.
No.
Because of them, we get to take these amazing breaks. Like where we're sitting right now with this view.
Exactly.
Which I had nothing to do with.
This was her research got us here. I'm here because of her research. Yeah. So thank you, Vinicia.
Sitting on this cliff above the Eagles.
When she told me that this was happening this year, I'm like, pencil me in.
Yeah.
Because I know what the feeling is to be in this place. I mean, it's just amazing. It's a really, you'll probably see some pictures coming up on our.
Oh, absolutely.
On our social media.
So the thing is that we were talking about it, us not accepting. And when we don't accept what is, when we don't accept who we are, our character, our strengths, when we don't play on those things, it can also lead to loneliness. And loneliness, what it is self-rejection. We start rejecting who we are. Like, we don't accept it. Like, no, I don't like this character. If you don't like the character, it's just a story. Change your story.
Change your story. You have the ability to do that.
You do.
Yeah,
you
we
can
all
be whatever
do.
You want. Well, were we podcasters a year ago?
Not at all.
No.
No.
We made up a story that said we were podcasters. So guess what? We are podcasters.
It's interesting because people, they'll let us know about it. They're like, man, you guys are amazing. Like, you've been doing this years. Yeah. And every time I get on this mic, I'm like, really? This is what I'm doing?
I just got to say, you know, not to hype you up, but when I do listen, I'm like, wow, these guys sound like they've been.
Oh, thank you. No, hype us up.
Thank you.
Hype us up. We love
you. Yeah, yeah.
No, honestly, man, you guys sound supernatural at what you're doing.
Oh, thanks.
And it's the chemistry that I love. Like, you guys just, that's like, the way you guys flow off each other.
No, awesome. we are very thankful and appreciative of all the people that bless us and listen to our show. It's really what we love to do. And to hear that is awesome. I mean, it's great, but we know we're still working on something else, something greater than that. It really is, but it's always a blessing to hear that. So thank you.
Awesome.
Yes, yes, y'all. Yeah.
Michael, do you hear that?
I do.
It's the restaurant of the week. And for this blessed week, we're going to take a different spin. We're going to give back to all the folks that actually created a meal for their families.
Lots of hands.
Everywhere in the world.
In the pot.
If you had a meal that was made by someone and you sat down at a table and had a meal with your family, friends, whatever it was, we're giving back to you this week. And so imagine how many crazy, great meals are in this world on Thanksgiving. For me, it was awesome. And I'm sure Michael as well, you folks were here in this beautiful place having your meal. We had sort of a potluck type of meal where my girls, Amber, Angelica, my Denise created something. Glennie's, my sister-in-law, we all created a different plate, a different dish, and we got together in Amber's place in Melrose, Massachusetts, and we had an amazing time. And there was all sorts of stuff. There was roast pork. There was chicken. There was rice and beans. There was all that stuff that we love. Michael, what was that meal like here with your family?
Well, I have to go back and hit the gym right away because I gained about 10 pounds.
Yeah, after
and there's
this weekend.
Still more to go.
Right.
And but there were a lot of people here that we would like to thank. Venicia, Jonali, Julissa, Anicia. I'm just to make sure I don't miss anybody.
Exactly.
But we all did some cooking. Denise did some cooking when she came up as well. And she's out there cooking right now. As a matter of fact, they're cooking some.
Well, after this episode, we're going to have fresh pizza.
Ooh. Oh, there you go.
So.
I myself threw into the mix. And
I was waiting for that. What did you make?
At this point, I don't remember. I can't get past.
All I remember is he made some mean Joel made. Sidecars.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Michael's good at sidecars.
I love the drinks.
Oh, so good.
Good, absolutely. Thank you. Glad you enjoyed them, but it was a lot of food. I did make some chicken.
You made the turkey burgers.
The famous turkey burgers.
Which I missed that. I saw the picture of them.
Actually, I made turkey sliders.
Ooh.
Which were very good. But, the whole thing is that we were able to share it with family, have a good time, and continue the good time. It's a break that we get to have once a year. That's why I love Thanksgiving. And what it really represents is that we get to stop the world and get together and be together and enjoy moments like this.
Right, and be in the present at that moment, which is great. Being in the present and enjoying that moment, the laughter, the smiles, anything, all the emotions that come out when you spend time with your family, and the food obviously is the capper in most cases. For us, it was awesome. We had a great meal. And we got to rest and hang out and talk and listen to music. It's always a great time. So thank you all the women and men out there who created a meal for their families. Thank you for being the restaurant of the week.
Delicious.
So after this illustrious meal we've had and Short Fuse's amazing interlude, we are back to hit the topic hard.
We are. Just like I have to hit the gym. I'm not playing.
We all do.
I'm like comatose right now. But the topic, let's get right back into it. German philosopher Arthur Schopenhauer says, the two enemies of human happiness are pain and boredom.
Wow.
We have to get rid of the boredom out of our lives. Let's not say we're bored, not even for one second. If you feel it coming on, you already know what to do. We have to jump into action. Instead of being bored or giving into things like that or saying it, especially right. I am followed by the word bored. Instead of that, we have to get moving. We have to get writing, jump into action, call somebody, send an email, post a video, do anything to break the spell of being bored. It's just not a good idea. Mr. Joel Lopez.
I agree. Let's break those bad habits of saying you're bored when you really shouldn't be.
Well, Leo Tolstoy said, boredom, the desire for desires.
Right.
And wow.
So imagine that. That deserves a hand clap. Yeah. The desire for desires. When you're bored, you have to take that for what it is, because it might be you going into what's called solitude, which is different. It's not boredom. You have to know the difference. Sometimes you're in a state of, you know, I really do want to be alone. And it's, you don't have to be afraid to be alone.
No, that's what it is, right? It's time for reflection.
And get away from rejecting yourself. Accept yourself for who you are. Go into that reflection and say, what can I do with this character today? Because the time isn't promised. I might not be here tomorrow. So what can I do with this character right now in solitude? It becomes a desire for desires. What are your desires? The things that you want to do with yourself in life.
Right.
You want to expand on those things. So you want to go into the solitude with that thought. When do we get our best ideas? When we're alone taking a shower. When we're alone sleeping. You know what I mean? These are the times.
I've always said I need a writing pad in my shower.
Need a waterproof notepad.
For yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Some of us showers, the moments are a little more exciting than others. But yeah, you get the picture. It's solitude, you know? So not boredom. Solitude is important right. in our lives.
Well, I think at that point, if you have that word coming at you and you say it and comes out of your mouth, you're just not focused on your goals.
Absolutely not.
And if you don't have goals, it's okay. You can start today.
Right.
Okay?
Just ask. Within.
Right.
Live from the inside out, never from the outside in.
So if you have goals and you've already set them and they're in front of you, they're in writing, maybe you have it on an index card, you look at it every day. The minute you even think you're bored, well, guess what? You're not working on your goals.
And it's the truth. And like you're saying, it's not a judgment. But if you don't have any goals, get yourself some goals. A person with a goal is a person that's moving, a person that's contributing, a person that's in there, you know, circulating ideas and talking about them. And this is what it's all about, right?
It could be a goal of not being bored. It can. I mean, you could say, you know what? My goal is not to be bored.
It's funny that you say that, because the quote master of the universe, Unknown.
Unknown is back.
It says, I've got a great ambition to die of exhaustion. Rather than boredom.
Wow.
I want to meet this guy. He has the best quotes.
The quote master of the universe.
Mr. Unknown.
It could be Mrs. Unknown.
Yeah. I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
So in thinking of that, let's go back to that word again, bored. What comes to your mind, Joel, when you hear the word? Right now, just bam.
Bored. All right. What comes to mind? Sitting on the couch, Saturday afternoon, tired, and I'm browsing through Netflix where there's 1 billion options of things to watch, and all of a sudden I'm like, I'm bored.
And you're like, there's nothing to watch.
Meanwhile, I have a million things to do. And here I am sitting in front of the TV. Shame on me.
Yeah.
But that's when I think of bored, I've had those moments where I'm just sitting on the couch, not being productive, and scrolling through suggestions, being like, I'm bored.
You know what's funny? We all know that for us to accomplish the things we want to do, time is the most important aspect of accomplishing it. That's why we always talk about getting up early. Because you have enough time to do the things you want to do without being distracted on the things that happen on a daily basis.
You know, getting up early, you know what?
So I was going to ask you the question.
Yes,
ask are me, you, please. Are you a 5 a.m., 6 a.m., 7 a.m.?
Just stop. All right, stop. I'm going to
be
on. Number.
No, I'm going to be on. Okay. I want you to know, for a little while anyways.
Joel is exposing himself here.
I did do the 5 a.m. thing. And you know what? And it was freaking great. Can you swear on this podcast? Can we swear?
Yeah, you can.
It was effing great. No. There's kids listening there. No. But honestly, I did do the 5 a.m. thing for a little bit, and I felt so great when I did it.
Let's go back to that feeling.
I was dozing off by 9 p.m., but that's a different situation. But I remember I had a little time off from work, so I shut off my alarm. I said, I don't need it on for now. I'm on vacation.
Right.
I broke that routine. Big mistake. Vacation ended, and I never put my 5 a.m. alarm clock back. So now I have it set back to 7 a.m.
Well,
so
no.
You know what? Tomorrow, what's today? Today's Saturday. So on Monday, I'm going to have my alarm clock for 5 a.m. So I want you to ask me this question on Monday. Monday night. Well,
I can text you and call you and say, hey, it's 5 a.m. Wake up, homie.
But yes, you touching on that subject just reminded me. I need to get back to that. Because it is the best thing you can do is just get up just a little earlier or a lot earlier.
A lot earlier. I'm going to be brutally honest. There's moments in my life where I struggle with getting up early. There's just something that happens and I lose focus. And I just don't get up. And I find myself struggling that day because I'm not doing the things I want to do. And I find if I keep doing this, I'm not going to get to the goal that I want to get to. It's almost like you see it and it gets further and further away because you're not doing the things that you need to do. So everyone out there, it can happen. You know, you can focus on the fact that if you get up earlier, you do the things that you want to do. There's some accomplishments that are made when you're up. And we talk about it.
All the time.
It's that moment of silence by yourself, reflecting, whether it's writing your affirmations, whether it's reading something, whether it's, you know, recapturing where your goals are and where you are today versus where you need to be tomorrow. It helps. You just touched on it, but it's okay. It's easy to revert back and say,
it's too easy.
You can get stuck to the pillow.
Yeah.
That's absolutely correct. So what's the moral of this story? We need to stay productive and actively working on our goals. We have to stay productive, actively working on our goals. Because if we don't, then we can easily go off and, you know, not want to get up in the morning and things like that. We all fall into this, all of us. But that's what discipline comes in. Discipline is the key here. We have to stay disciplined in what we want to do with ourselves and our lives. It's a discipline that gets us past those rough moments. It's a discipline that says, no, you don't have time to be bored. What are you kidding me right now? How can you be bored? There's research to do. There's action to take. There's always something that's going to get you to elevate higher and higher and be better and better. Not better than someone else, better than you were yesterday or better than you were a minute ago, because it's just about being incrementally better, 1% maybe a day, and then taking quantum leaps that take you 25% ahead in one day. It all can happen, but it won't happen if you're like sitting around saying I'm bored and giving into that. It's just not going to happen.
Oh, absolutely.
Albert Einstein, the monotony and solitude of a quiet life stimulates the creative mind. The monotony and solitude of a quiet life stimulates the creative mind. This goes right back to us talking about that when we're in solitude, this is the best time to sit still and watch the universe just unfold its secrets. It's the only time that can happen. It happens with meditation. It happens when we get up early, right? Because it's so silent. There's nobody there to bug you. Trust me, I know I have to get up. I get up every single day, and it's because once the kids get up, that's it. There's no more silence. And you have to start giving them some of your attention and everybody else that starts to wake up and text and email and all the daily things that we have to do. So when you find yourself in solitude, don't give in to boredom. Give in to your ideals. That's the best thing that you can possibly do, Mr. Will Molina.
I got lost there. So you're wearing the... why don't you finish it? And I'm going to ask him the questions, okay. And then we'll finish the show.
Well, can you say this quote right here?
Jean Baudrillard. Great quote. The only worse thing than being bored is being boring. That's Jean.
That's
Baudrillard.
Okay, that is the best quote I've heard in a long time.
I'm going to say it again. The only worse thing than being bored is being boring. Wow.
Right.
Damn.
So being boring is a product of being bored.
Absolutely.
If you're practicing being bored all the time, you're going to be freaking boring, man.
You're so boring.
Right? But if you're always in action.
I have to say I've been blessed not to hear that.
Yes, thank God.
And is there a bigger insult than telling someone they're boring? No, seriously. Boring. Hey, thanks for coming to the party. Just one thing, boring. You were super boring. But other than that, you're an awesome dude. I hope you make it to our next event.
It sounds like you're very successful, but you are a boring person. I've never heard that, and that's great.
Yeah, well, you keep yourself active.
Yeah.
You're always in circulation. You're always circulating.
I'm either being silly or sarcastic, so yeah, I'm not bored. I'm not boring.
Right, but it comes as the fact that, and Joel, you as well, as a business owner, you're always, you keep yourself in circulation, right? You keep yourself out there connecting with people and engaging, giving constantly. And receiving and giving and receiving. So this giving and receiving, this action makes you
I've seen
someone that you people want to be around.
I've seen Joel in action when he was in his business and we were patrons there. And he was always constantly active, you know, saying hi to people, making sure they were okay. And I just want to reflect on for a minute, because I think people from the outside in think it's extremely easy to own a business.
Listen, the reason I'm in the bar business is exactly because of that, because I thought it was extremely easy. I'm like, what? Like, I mean, I'm sure I'm not alone. What guy at his teenage years did not, on a drunken night, say to his boys, you know what? We're going to, let's open a bar one day.
That was, it's a novel idea.
That was Will and I.
Yeah.
Like, wow, 20 years ago.
It's funny. And even as an adult, I should have known better. That's not what it's about. But
yeah, I mean, chime in on that a little bit. How much energy you expend on being a small business owner?
Too much, unfortunately. It goes into, well, from the outside and you're looking in, you're like, listen, you know, you can sit back, you drink and you talk to your friends and then you charge them for that. So this is a great business model. But then when you get in there and you're like, wait a minute, somebody has to do the inventory. Hey, somebody has to clean up or somebody has to get someone to clean up. Someone has to hire people. I'm like, oh, wait a minute, that's me. I have to do that.
Right. It all falls on you.
And you're like, oh, crap. So by the time your buddies stroll in and maybe it's 8 p.m. and they stroll into the bar, hey, Joel, you've already been there for 5-6 hours. And now you're like, this is the part I love the most. So it gets you through the night. But you don't even want to talk about what you've been doing the 6 hours prior. It's nothing.
It's preparation.
It's preparation, exactly.
And so what's interesting enough, and I can say this, and I'm sure Michael will back me on this one. We walk into your place, it seems like everything's working fine.
Right.
Like, and it's like natural. And when, as business owners, we understand the work that it takes to get to that level, that you walk in and it's seamless. It's like, well, this... And that's where someone comes and says, customer walks in, I can own this. Yeah, I can do it.
If a customer walks in and he thinks it's seamless, then great. We've done our job.
Exactly.
But there's so much chaos behind the scenes.
Of course.
That your half the job is to hide it.
You know. And that's okay, because that's part of business. I just wanted to be able to bring that out for people that are thinking about a business. You know, learn from us. Learn from Joel. It's a lot of work, but it doesn't mean you can't do it. You can certainly do it if that's what your goal and your passion is. But understand that for folks who don't want to do that, just respect the fact that it's a lot of work. Yeah.
A lot of work. It, you know, but if you love it and it pays off, it's awesome work. Yeah, I gotta say. Awesome. There's worse business.
And it will pay off, because that's what you envision, that's what you want.
Correct.
So I can't wait for the restaurant Vago.
El Vago,
which El Vago.
Well, definitely I can see it being the restaurant of the week.
Oh yeah.
Because Joel, he puts his heart and soul in what he does. And I know it's going to show just as well as it did in Viva. It's going to show in Vago as well.
Absolutely.
Thank you, guys.
Listen, Ralph Waldo Emerson, as we start to wrap this up, said, guard well your spare moments. Remember, we were talking about solitude. It's not that you're bored. Guard well your spare moments. Discard them and their value will never be known. Discard them and their value will never be known. Improve them and they will become the brightest gems in a useful life. These are the times when you are in solitude and you're taking in these ideas and you're expanding on ideas, and this is what becomes useful as you push forward and you start working on your new ventures, as you start expanding and innovating like Joel is doing with Viva into Vago. It's the same thing. We have to embrace these moments. We cannot sit around saying, I'm bored. Don't say those words.
If you love this episode, hit that subscribe button.
Hit that button.
So you do not miss another episode. Joel, I want to thank you for your time on our show, for your wisdom, for sharing everything about your business, and many blessings to the new venture.
Thank you. Thank you.
El Vago, it's going to be a cantina restaurant in Lawrence, Massachusetts, former Viva Bar, now exploding into this awesome venue. And, you know, nothing but blessings to your business. And we'd love to be there for your grand opening. I already envisioned the grand opening. It's going to be
I can see it.
Lights everywhere. It's going to be crazy. And Joel's going to be like, he's going to be elevated. He's going to be like,
oh. If you put Venetia to help you out, we you know that it's going to turn out.
Venetia's
above and beyond.
She's already texted me a couple ideas. That's awesome. Going back with you said earlier, she's constantly researching, not only for herself, but for other people.
That's the beauty of what she does. Absolutely.
No, thank you guys both for the kind words and having me on your awesome podcast. This is fun. I was super nervous, but it's kind of
natural.
Cool just sitting to see what's happening.
Yeah, here. You're all set. You can do this on a daily basis.
He sounds really relaxed and like, yeah, you know, right. Thank you. But Joel is the life of the party.
Exactly.
He might have shown a little bit that he's like, oh, you know, I don't know if I want to do it. But you did a great job.
Yeah. Appreciate
we
it.
Definitely want to have you back over and over again.
Absolutely. For folks who've just listened for the first time, I'm hoping that you had an amazing time listening to our show.
Yes, yes, y'all.
For our followers and listeners, thank you for always supporting us. Make sure that you comment, share, do whatever you feel is necessary. Share it with someone you love who could use some of the stuff that we talk about. I also want to thank our sponsor,
The Enchantment Room, and you can reach them at theenchantmentroom.com or at froggiespartypad.com.
And thank you to our super producer engineer extraordinaire,
Short Fuse,
for always making us sound amazing. And as we always say, we are over
and
out. I feel it inside my soul.